This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Snow is in the forecast tonight. The National Weather Service says we could see between 1 and 3 inches in the Seattle area. To find out what the city of Seattle is doing to prepare, I spoke earlier with Sue Romero. She's with Seattle's Department of Transportation.
We've put the plows on our trucks. The trucks that we use for paving are also the ones that have the plows attached to them. So we've got those all ready. Our drivers are on standby for 12-hour shifts already. As you know, earlier this week we had a possible event that was supposed to happen on Monday. We were already laying down salt when that event was happening. And so for actually the last 2 days, we've been laying down salt on the our gold and emerald routes in the city. And those are our priority routes in case of snow.
You know, many of us remember the snowstorm back in 2008, that series of snow events that basically shut the city of Seattle down for days. And the roads at that time, they were icy and slick. They were impassable, really, for many of us. What's changed since then and how the city gets ready for something like this?
A number of things actually have changed since 2008. So first of all, the city now uses salt versus sand to respond to icy and snow-covered roads. Then we also have more trucks, more snow plows, more de-icing trucks. We have 30% more trucks than we did in 2008. And then also, we have more personnel to respond. We went from 140 personnel to about 247, so a lot more people to help us out when we need them. And then one of the last changes is that we now have temperature gauges in some of our elevated roadways. And by elevated roadways, I mean the West Seattle Bridge or the Alaskan Way Viaduct, 45th Street Overpass between the UW and like U Village. So those structures are up above the regular, normal other roads. So they tend to freeze sooner than lower roads. And so with the temperature gauges, then the drivers will know when they should start laying down that salt or de-icer.
Sue, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but there are people who may have recently arrived here from, say, the Midwest or other northerly climes, and they think this is kind of silly. They call us weather wimps, and we've been teased about getting so worked up about just a couple of inches of snow. Do you think that's fair?
Well, you have to look at it as a Seattleite, right? So we don't get snow that often, but when it's in the forecast, we over-prepare, and I don't think that's a bad thing at all, preparing all year round and then just preparing for even an inch. An inch will scare a lot of people, an inch of snow versus 6 inches. And you got to remember that Seattle has a lot more hills than other major cities that get snow. Like on the East Coast in D.C., yeah, they get snow probably every winter, and 1 or 2 feet at that, but they don't have the hills that we do. So their prep is a little bit different. They have a lot more trucks, and they have a lot more equipment. We just kind of break it out as needed. So I don't think we're winter wimps for being overprepared.
Sue Romero is a spokesperson with Seattle's Department of Transportation. The city has opened an emergency shelter tonight at the Seattle Center Pavilion. It has room for 100 people. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.